Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
We're going to get in touch with our sales manager, Treff Dog himself, to see how exactly we can help Channel 9 advertisers, the ones who were burned on Channel 9, so how we can do make goods for them here free as just a way of reaching out to the advertising community to show advertisers that not all of the media here is as incompetent as 9 was. I can't tell you how many TV commercials did not air during the first quarter of the Steelers game, but it was unbelievable. As a viewer, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. I know it's a small market, but my God, there should be at least some degree of professionalism, don't you think? It was unbelievable. So if you're one of the many advertisers whose commercials did not air, I know you spent thousands of dollars for a few seconds for an announcement, but they didn't air. And if they try to sneak those commercials in later on in the game and saying, hey, well, it's okay, it still aired during the Steeler game. If it did not air in that first quarter, you've wasted your money. Because nobody cares about an exhibition game, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. We don't care about the scrubs. We don't care about the scrubs at all. But I think that's Treff Dog out there. Maybe he'll come in. Hold on a second. Stay right there. I'm going to open the door so I can shout at him when he comes in. Just stay right there. All right. So I got a good view of him when he comes in. I'll see if I can get him on the air here to see what we can do to help the advertisers who were burned by Channel 9. Unbelievable, all the money they charge for an exhibition game and then they don't air the commercials. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And I'll bet you, I will bet you your last dollar that Channel 9, neither Channel 9 nor your advertising agency even alerted you about that. So chances are this is the first you're hearing about it. So where's Treff Dog? Well, when he comes in, I'll see if I can get him in here. All right, next. Don't forget, a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Gary Allen. He's going to be at the Capitol Theater Saturday, November 8th. But you can win the tickets today, this morning, on Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk Radio Network, because it's Dimitri live and dangerously local. I keep bitching about I need tickets to give away to my listeners, and I got to train them so they can use the phone system right, because half of them are passive-aggressive, vicious human beings, and others don't know how to use a phone. And anyway, long story short, they said, fine, if we give you a pair of tickets to give away, Gary Allen tickets, would you shut up? And I said, no, but it's a good start. So, hey, I'm fighting for it. Jim, come on the air. Come on the air. This is great. Get the microphone here. There's no chair. You're going to have to just stand up and pull this over. Come pull this over here. I'm going to... And hi, which one is that, two or three? Which one is that?
I don't know.
It's two. All right, that one is two. Hold on, let me get you over here.
There you go.
Facebook Live. Okay, you can see the show, Facebook Live. Did you see the Steeler game on 9?
Absolutely.
It was unbelievable to me. I'm watching this. I'm laying on the couch going, you got to be kidding me. They took a break, but there was no commercial break.
I'll say this.
I've never seen this in my life at 9
and
or
again,
7.
And again, full disclosure,
yes.
I spent 30 years up there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
30 years. A lot of great people.
Yeah.
Excellent operation.
I actually like Tim very much. I really do. And Kelly is the best.
Tim, God, Tom, Kelly. Her.
They're great. Don, yeah, they're
Don
all fine.
Sloan. Yeah,
these are good people. They're not bad people. They're actually great people. And the new weather girl's very nice, too.
Yeah,
that Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's
but I'm a Brian
keeper.
Ivey fan. I'm a Brian Ivey fan.
Well, there you there, go. Yeah, Brian you go. Ivey. Yes.
There you go.
So who cares? Anyway, so you're watching the Steeler game.
Well, let me give you some background.
Not much, because we're running out of
okay,
time.
Okay, real quick. I'll be real quick.
Yes.
About 4 or 5 years ago, there was a Steeler-Ravens playoff game.
Wow.
And again, when you get a game from the network, regular season, you get very limited inventory.
Right. And a few commercials you can sell.
Huge price.
Yes.
Huge price
overpriced,
for these spots.
Ridiculously overpriced.
And I'm
not worth it.
And I'm watching at halftime when local break played.
Yeah.
Didn't play, actually. And
oh my God.
And I'm there. I'm texting the general sales manager. I'm texting the GM.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Turned out. Kid in Master Control sitting there playing on his phone, not paying attention. automation was supposed to grab it and run it.
That's what happens when you hire children and pay a minimum wage. That's what happens now. But so what do you think happens Saturday now?
Probably the same thing.
Some kid on his phone playing, you know, some game.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. How many commercials do you think? How many advertisers were burned?
Not many. Maybe breaks are usually two minutes apiece.
So 5 second, 10 second announcements?
30s probably.
Well, maybe 15s.
Yeah.
I'm guessing 5 or 10 different advertisers. Easy.
Probably.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. And I'll bet you the Station 9 never told them, and I'll bet you the advertising agency never told them.
Knowing, again, full disclosure, knowing the guy that took my position when I left, he was right on, I'm sure he was right on top of it. One thing you can do if you catch it fast enough, you can call the network where the game is fed from.
Yeah.
And if there are promos the rest of the way through the game.
But that's no good because now it's too late because that's an exhibition game. It's ruined. So can we, I want to give away the announcements here on my show as a good faith gesture for local media. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Good. What do you have there, by the way?
Oh, this was Smith Oil.
Smith Oil,
good big advertiser.
Yeah. Fine company.
Active with Johnny O over there. They sponsor the house party.
Let's not hold it against them.
On Saturday night. Yeah.
Yes.
On Saturday night.
Yes.
And they gave me this sign. We need to give it to Johnny next door to put in his studio.
Great.
So that's what I'm doing.
So I do have your authorization. You're the general sales manager here for the Ohio Midland News Group. If you're an advertiser who got burned by 9, and a lot of you did, and don't as a make good say, okay, well, the commercial aired during later in the game. Exhibition game, the other three quarters don't matter.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to look at the scrubs.
Right.
They screwed up at the worst possible time. We will do whatever we can here to do with the make goods and go from there.
Sure.
Anything else I need to mention, Jim?
No.
Okay, fantastic.
High school football on the River Network stations this week.
Valley football! Yes.
And Trinity Health System, our major sponsor.
Now, Trinity, wait a minute, the major sponsor.
Hit me.
Yes! Yes!
Also, welcome aboard CA House Music.
CA House Music, yes! Roger Horde, yes!
Cheo.
Yes!
What CA House is doing on all of our stations, all the games we're carrying, halftime, we're going to be playing the bands, a couple of the songs of the bands, and we are
the bands.
The bands.
The high school bands.
Yes, the high school bands at halftime.
Great.
And on Fridays, we're going to be doing interviews with the band, with the coaches, the band directors, talking about what the bands are going to be doing,
Where's it going to air?
Each station. Okay, like right here on Big Willie 105.
105.5, my friend.
Can't forget the .5.
My God, Treff Dog.
We are the home of the Indian Creek Redskins.
Indian Creek Redskins, yes. Are they any good?
Yeah. Don Llewellyn. We will be interviewing Don Llewellyn. You will hear him talk about the coaches between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
Great.
On Rage, you'll be hearing the Brook band director on the River.
I don't care about the other stations.
Okay,
but anyway, the important thing is Big Willie 105.5.
Home of the Indian Creek Redskins.
Absolutely. Anything else, Jim?
That's it.
All right. Get in touch with Jim or get in touch with me if you're one of the advertisers who was burned by 9. They didn't air your commercials during the Steeler exhibition game. Make sure it's only the first quarter that matters. We will help you free of charge, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jim.
You got
Trepney,
it.
I appreciate it. All
peace
right.
out.
Let me get this thing back here. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality production. Let me turn this thing off. All right, hold on a second. Let me just move that. Okay, you can see the show. There's not much to see except when we have special guests like Jim Trepney here so we can make fun of 9. Wait a minute. All right, fine. Oh, there you go. The Facebook live stream, you can see it. Normally, there's not much to see, but today hold on, one more. Yeah, I guess that'll work. So you can see that. But my God in heaven, 9, jeez, probably some kid, minimum wage, you know, just playing video games or high or whatever. And boy, oh boy, if you're an advertiser, we'll take care of you here. Because they're obviously not taking care of you there. So there's that. All right. Again, a chance to win Gary Allen tickets this morning live right here with Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5. as well as the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. I'm very excited about this. A 10th caller is going to win. Include my phone number in your phones. Make it one of your favorites. It is the Dimitri Radio Studio Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. All right, here we go. East Ohio Regional Hospital. Can you believe anything any of these characters are telling us? And that includes, and I hate to say this because he works here and he's a nice guy, he's a good guy, but this was the last straw. When I saw this morning, this was the... Hold on a second. We're getting phone calls already. Yeah, Big Willie, 105.5. Hello.
This was the last straw. I saw this morning.
Let's pretend that never happened. Anyway, so where was I? I like Steve Novotny. Very smart guy, very accomplished, great resume, publisher of a blog called Lead News, talk host here Monday. He's on 5 days a week. I'm on only three. He's got a better agent than I have, obviously. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., he gets an extra hour each day as well. He's got a much, much better agent than I have. Ari Gold is not doing the job that I thought he'd be doing for me. Lloyd! Anyway, so Steve Novotny. We're going to get to him. First, big picture stuff, East Ohio Regional Hospital. Doc Johnson, another fiasco. Doc Johnson, Wheeling Pit Lofts, that of course never went anywhere. The city of Wheeling built him another parking garage, not even connected to the project. It's all collapsed. It's all terrible. Harold Ramsey, who is a very, very smart guy. I interviewed him last week. Very, very smart guy. Much smarter than I am. He made that very clear during the interview. Look, let's face it. I'm just some idiot talking into a microphone. What the hell do I know? But there were several things that Ramsey said that bothered me greatly. Not the part where he's smart and I'm not. I'm used to that, actually. But there are a couple things that jumped out at me that I bit my tongue. Now, let me get more information here. He said that he did not know, for the collections, apparently they hired some collection agency from the third world, some third world cesspool, Calcutta or wherever, to do collections. To suck as much money out of the valley as possible. And I asked him a simple question. I said, how much money have you collected? And as God is my witness, his answer was, well, I don't know. I said, what? You hired them. You own East Ohio Regional Hospital through your 360 healthcare. And I'll tell you about that in a second. Something else I found out about them. How do you not know how much money you've collected? I mean, that doesn't pass the smell test. And I said, was it? Hold on a second. Was it $5,000? Just a ballpark. Was it $50,000? Was it $500,000? He said, no, I'll get back to you. I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that was the answer. I don't know of any human being listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 who believed that answer. Maybe some did, but I can't name one person who actually believed that answer. All right. He also said that was a mistake, and again, I'm paraphrasing here, the collections, and that they would stop. And I didn't know whether to believe him or not, but given his track record about him losing all of his licenses, his financing licenses, in fact, some of them I got him here, Harold Ramsey, CRD, number 506-65990. Let's see, which licenses... Hold on a second. I had a list of the licenses here. The FINRA licenses, Series 7, Series 6, Series 63, 65, 66, Series 24. I think he lost all of them. Lots of very serious accusations about allegedly very unethical behavior that allegedly involved tens of thousands of dollars that, according to Mr. Ramsey, he never paid back. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. But when you look at Doc Johnson and the way that East Ohio Regional Hospital was run, especially at the end where allegedly they were collecting money from those poor employees for health care, but then not paying for the health care. If that's true, I wonder if that's criminal. And if he's found guilty of any criminal act, I wonder if Doc Johnson will ever see the inside of a prison cell. My guess is no, but I'm not a lawyer, and these are just allegations, so I don't know. I don't want to call Harold Ramsey a New York City carpetbagger who's come down here to suck up all the money in the valley and run off with it, or work out some type of deal with Doc Johnson to split the proceeds or whatever. I certainly don't have any information regarding making an accusation such as that. It's a suspicion, but it's nothing more than a suspicion. But I do have some evidence from the court papers I got.